All right, Sohm Gedalia. I want to share some of the reflections on it that are mentioned in the Maharal and the writings of Reb Tzadok. It's the first of the Yemei HaTshuva per se. Even though Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are part of the 10, but for reasons that we've explained already in our Erev Rosh Hashanah Drasha, the purpose of the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is to declare our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, of course, step one. And only after we've declared our allegiance to Him and we've therefore deserved to exist because we're part of His Malchus. And like we explained, Malchus is the very attribute on which reality is built. That's why we deserve to exist. And the main thing is to align ourselves, make our allegiance with Him. And then after that, we have the right to also apologize for our sins and expect to be forgiven because we are, in essence, aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we could trust that if we say sorry, He'll forgive us what we've done wrong because, in essence, we are aligned with Him. And that's what we accomplished during the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah when we re-accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our King. Right? And that, you know, in the words of the Mekubalim, right, the 10 days of the Tshuva are parallel to the 10 spheres from Chochmah through Malchus. So on the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we work on accepting God in our mind and in our heart. So that's Chochmah and Bina. Chochmah is in the mind and Bina is in the heart. We accept God in our mind and heart. So Chochmah, so 3 days of Rosh Hashanah, Chochmah and Bina. And the third of the Aser Sebei Tshuva, which is Sohm Gedalia, is Das. Right? Keneged knowledge, and the meat of knowledge is our overall system of how we conduct ourselves in all our affairs. Right? The aspect of the mind and heart that permeates all our actions, that meat is called das. Das, knowledge, is like the overall plan by which we conduct all our affairs. And that's what we develop on Sohm Gedalia, and we have to explain how. Now, the Maharal in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, which he wrote on the eternality of the Jewish people, that we have to believe in the eternality of the Jewish people despite the fact that we're in exile. So he points out an interesting thing. He's talking about the fast days that we have because of the calamities that befell the Jewish people, which are Shivasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av in the summer, and Asura B'Tevis in the winter. So he points out that it's very apropos that these are extremities. Summer, extreme hot. Winter, extreme cold. Right, because the extremes are edges, and edges are the easiest thing to break off. It's on the outer edge, so it's easiest to break off. Right, whereas something that's central, you know, because it's in the middle, it's strong. Right, so Shivas and Thomas and Tisha B'Av are the extreme of the summer, the extreme heat, and the extreme long days. And so it tends to the extreme of the winter, the extreme cold, the extreme shortness of the days. And extremes are easy to break off because they're on the outer edge. Okay? And he says, Nisan and Tishrei are happy days for the Jewish people because these are central months, and that's also parallel to the fact that both in Nisan and Tishrei, Nisan when we have Pesach and Tishrei when we have Sukkot and the other Yom Tovim, you know, parallel to that, it's also the equinox. It's the light period and the dark period of the 24 period are roughly the same size. It's equal. It's central, it's in the middle, it's our strong point. So then he raised the question, but Sohm Gedalia is in Tishrei. All right, during one of our good months, you know, at a central time, at a time where everything is balanced, not extreme, so it seems out of place. So he says, to answer this question, he says, you know, Sohm Gedalia is not a fast of mourning. Right, Shivasa B'Tamuz, we mourn destruction of the walls of Yerushalayim and the other bad things happening today. Tisha B'Av, we mourn the destruction of the temple. And Shivasa B'Tamuz, we mourn the fact that the siege started as well as the other calamities that happened that day. He says, you know, the Sohm Gedalia is not a fast of mourning. Right? He draws the conclusion from, you know, it has to be that way because of the time period that it falls out in. It's just not a time that represents destruction. Just the opposite. It's a time that represents renewal. And says the Maharal, you know what Sohm Gedalia is all about? Even though it's a terrible thing that the governor of what was left of the Jewish kingdom after Nebuchadnezzar, you know, it's technically the governor was murdered, and that sort of brought an end to that settlement, right, in a certain way, right, even though it's a bad thing, but we're not fasting because we're mourning, you know, the death of the governor and what happened as a result. It is a fast of the fact that Misas Tzadikim, that Tzadikim passed on. It's not a fast of mourning. It's a fast like a person may fast on a day that his father died, right? That, yeah, there's a certain element of sadness, but it's not sadness over destruction. It's not avelus. It's not mourning, right? It's a response to a situation, but not a situation of destruction, a situation of that requires fasting, but not a situation of destruction. We know, Chazal tell us that Misas Tzadikim is Machaper, right? When a Tzadik passes on, it atones not just for the Tzadik himself, it atones for his whole generation as if a sacrifice was being offered. Right? And the Maharal explains, right? A sacrifice being offered, right? You know, you bring this animal back to Hashem, who created it. That's a sacrifice. Korban, a sacrifice, milashon karov, closeness. Korban, milashon karov. Make this animal close to its creator. You bring it back to its creator. And when a tzaddik dies, as much as we're sad that we don't have the tzaddik with us anymore, but there's also an aspect that the tzaddik, because we're confident he's a righteous person, he's going back to Hashem. He's going straight from this world back to God. The Rambam says, quite openly in the 7th chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, right? A person has to always do tshuva to ensure he dies as a Baal Tshuva. It's interesting, Lashon. Always be doing tshuva to ensure you die as a Baal Tshuva. And my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Shlita explained that the pshat is that the day you die should be the day that you go back to Hashem, right? Your soul goes back to her father in heaven. So, to ensure that that's the way the day you die will be, you should always be doing tshuva, always be returning to God. That way you can be assured that the day you die will be the day that you return to Hashem. If you have a lot of sins on your hands, the day you die is the day, your neshama will go to Gehenna, first stop. But always be doing tshuva, always be returning to God, so as your day you die will be the day your soul returns to Hashem in heaven. Right? And that's what we're confident happens when a tzaddikim die. And that means when a tzaddikim die, they are sacrificed. Like we bring this animal back to Hashem who created it by burning it on the altar. The tzaddik goes back to Hashem, no less than a sacrifice. And that is like a sin offering. He's a korban. He's a sacrifice for his whole generation. Says the Maharal, that is the nature of Tzom Gedalia. We fast to be in sync with the fact that a tzaddik died on that day. It's not a fast over the destruction of the settlement that was left in Eretz Yisrael. It's a fast for Misas Tzadikim. It's a fast for to be in sync with, in a way that we're about to explain, to be in sync with the death of a tzaddik. The tzaddik with his death goes back to Hashem, and he is therefore a living sacrifice that goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore an atonement on his whole generation, right? And that's the significance of Tzom Gedalia, and that's why it comes up during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of going back to Hashem, 10 days of repentance, which is going back to Hashem. So also on this day, Gedalia ben Achikam went back to Hashem, and he was a sacrifice for the whole Jewish people. We have to try to emulate that, and that way, add power to the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And the way we do it, says the Maharal, and Reb Tzadik further expands this theme in his writings, is that by fasting, right, so we push the body down. Well, the body is reduced on a fast day. It feels weaker. Yeah. But the soul, if that fast day is used correctly, gets stronger, because if the body's weakened, the soul could be liberated somewhat. Again, if that fast day is used properly with learning and prayer, to whatever extent we're capable of. So it's a day of pushing the body down and allowing the soul to be a little bit beyond the shackles of the body to a certain extent. And that way we're being in sync with what happened on that day, that on this day Gedalia ben Achikam transcended the flesh and went back to Hashem. And that was a korban, a sacrifice to Hashem that atoned for his generation. And we have to try to be in step with that by our fast, also sort of liberating our souls somewhat to break past the body. And that's Reb Tzadok takes this, until this point, could be found in the writings of the Maharal also. But from this point, Reb Tzadok continues the line of thought that during the days of tshuva, and we want to repent and go back to Hashem, so repenting involves making our neshama dominate our body, right? That the neshama always wants to do what's right. If the spirit is strong, the flesh is weak, right? We have to make the spirit be freed from the shackles of the flesh in order to take control of the flesh and bring the flesh back to Hashem also. So Tzom Gedalia is the first day of the Aser Simei Tshuva per se, when we start working on our actions, on correcting our actions. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah is to work on our ideology, right? That Hashem is our king, and we are committed to that in mind and in heart. First 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Third day is to allow the neshama to transcend the body, to be on top of the body, right? In order to come back and dominate the body and correct all our actions that the body does and bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the secret of Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia is, you know, not a day of mourning. It's a day of being in sync with Misas Tzadikim. On this day, Gedalia ben Achikam went back to Hashem. He was a carbon to Hashem, and he was an atonement to his whole generation. Right? This day, he was Shav. He returned to Hashem. And on this day, to be in sync with that also, we fast to liberate our soul from our body, to come back to be on top of our body, and then come back and dominate our body and raise up all our actions in the upcoming days to bring all our bodily actions back to Hashem.